he said. Jesus led us all the way. Jim says, where my spirit calls immortal, wings is flight to wings of death. Indeed, one day, hopefully, we can all be close with immortal. We can see us face to face. And that is the end of from face to face. It's the fulfillment of the journey of this world. So we hope that we all can make it over there. That's all we're done. We all can give you kind of service for today. So we can continue also. Thanks be praise the Lord. Today, we also have some brothers and sisters who have come here to sit with us. Most of them are from local churches nearby the East Coast. We thank God for their good hearts. Even though, due to the rules and regulations of Hawaii Place, they got to stay in hotels. Actually, we have this regulation is part of discipline and training to us. Even though the rule and regulation stays like this, brothers and sisters still feel like to spend your precious time to come here to seek after God. So may Lord remember your heart and continue to bless you. Today we are going to come to the conclusion of the theory of Book of Romans, or the theory of justified by faith. Book of Romans was a book, I think, written after 20 years after Paul's conversion. It is indeed a very profound theological book. And thank God, I think most of you grasp the spirit of this theological concept. And this set up the foundation of the gospel. And at the very end, Paul declared how profound, how depth of the riches is the wisdom of God. Paul was very familiar with the Old Testament. And through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he is able to write commentary concerning Old Testament. And these commentary, like Book of Romans, right, actually explain a lot of hidden mysteries that is hidden in the Old Testament. And when you finish writing about these books, you start to realize indeed the wisdom of God was in depth. Even though this wisdom of God has been hidden there through thousands of years, but without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, nobody is able to understand. Even nowadays, Jewish people, they don't understand. And in the very last part, Paul mentioned three points.
Actually, these are all the wisdom of God, and hidden in the history. Talk about even Israel's sick law. Maybe as I say, even though they sick, sick yet. The second point talk about the end of law actually is Christ. And the fall of two is for greater purpose. So at the very
at the very last part, he mentioned about these three concepts. To human being, this is a little bit difficult to understand. How come people seek yet stumble? Seek with all their heart, yet stumble on the Lord Jesus Christ. Why the end of the law is Christ. And the purpose for them to fall, to stumble, the purpose for them to stumble actually is not for them to fall. And this is all the wisdom hidden in God's salvation plan. Wisdom is different from knowledge. What is the difference between wisdom and from knowledge? Nathaniel? Thank you. I think it's a very good definition. Knowledge is for you to learn to understand, but wisdom is for you to, after your learning, for you to make decision. And Book of Romans actually not only give us knowledge, it tells us the wisdom of God. Let's read point by point. Let's read Romans chapter 9, verse 31. Maybe I still need to ask someone to read for me, Alex. Because when you read, your voice sometimes, you sit too far from me. Yeah? And I'm reading Chinese Bible, so I need to hear from you. Chapter 9, verse 31 and 33. But if I notice that, you may do so, I may call your name to read.
Chapter 9, verse 31. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, does not tend to the law of righteousness. 32. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it will, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone.
We are talking about Israelites seek the law, but they did not get the righteousness of the law. We who do not seek after the law, the Gentile, we are Gentile, right? We do not seek after the righteousness of Mosaic law, but by faith we are able to obtain all the righteousness concerning to Mosaic law. Remember, we say that Jesus fulfilled all the law, yeah? As long as you receive water baptism and receive Holy Spirit, the law has been fulfilled. You are able to obtain those righteousness, yeah? They seek yet they stumble. Why? Chapter 10, verse 3. Chapter 10, verse 3. Alex.
Chapter 10, verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
They seek to establish their own righteousness and not submit to the righteousness of God. They are really proud of their Mosaic law. No matter what, they will not change their concept. They are deep-rooted on the law since Moses' time. Moses says that anybody who can abide the law can have life. They will going to keep trying to abide the law so they are able to get obtain life, but we know that they will be fatal because by flesh, no one is able to obtain 100% of the law. We keep repeating this, yeah? So please remember that. It's impossible, no? Today, if you ask Jewish people, why don't you believe in Jesus Christ? They will ask you a question. They say, if Jesus Christ is Messiah, why there is a war? Why there is a war if Jesus Christ is Messiah? Because according to their understanding of Old Testament, Jesus, Messiah is the King of Peace. When Messiah comes, everybody will sit down under the fig tree. Right? And they will enjoy a peaceful life. Do you remember how Nathanael got converted? Anybody? How Nathanael got converted? Yeah, Jesus told him that when you sit under the fig tree, I will restore you. And he was shocked. You must be Messiah because, you see, when he said that word, sit under the fig tree, meaning that it is a peaceful time. Messiah is going to come. At that time, recognize that Jesus is the Messiah. So immediately acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah. Yeah? So now Jewish people know, they will ask you, if this Messiah come, how come this war? But actually, they did not read New Testament at all. They did not read the explanation of Jesus. Jesus said, but my kingdom is not on earth. Yeah? When I come, actually, I bring war to the family. Yeah, you know, because of gospel, the daughter-in-law will against mother-in-law, father will against son, and so on and so forth. Yeah? So for Jesus to come, actually, yes, indeed, he's the King of Peace. Yeah, that's why he write donkeys into Jerusalem. And he did not use violence to go against the government. He has power to mobilize congregation. People want to anoint him as king to do revolutionary work, but he refused to be a king on earth. He said, my kingdom is not on earth. Now, Jewish did not read New Testament. And they did not read about Paul's commentary concerning the mysteries of the Old Testament. So they are not able to know the righteousness of God. And instead, they want to set up their own righteousness. And it will never work. Yeah? 31 says that 31 says that the sick can you read again? 31.
Pursuing the law of righteousness is not attained to the law of righteousness.
32, I'm sorry.
32, why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law.
They did not seek it by faith, yeah? So, brothers and sisters, the point today is that Jewish people did not know what is faith toward Jesus Christ. They do not believe in God. They did not seek it by faith, no? So they stumble on Jesus Christ. They seek after the law because they have Messiah. Let me ask you a question then. Then education of the law. Jewish people emphasize on education of the law when they were little. Yeah. Nowadays, after thousands of years, Jewish people was 2,000 years. Jewish people was able to establish the country in the Holy Land right now. It is because their family education. So it seems that education is good, but if your education is proceeding to a way, now you might only believe in what you learn, then we got trouble. Oh. You go to school, right? What does your teacher tell you? Now we're talking about education right now. Oh. You go to school, what does your teacher tell you? The other day, a brother told me that he read the book of Romans, and he also attended a philosophy class in college. He says that his philosophy teacher tried to do what? Charm. In philosophy class, he says that they try to prove that the law does not exist, right? Or whether it exists or not. Last year, I ran into a freshman. I think I shared with you. You attended this class last year. And he was from Bay Area. Of course, now, he told us that before he came to NYTS, he did not think there's a God anymore. Because in school, the third year of high school, the teacher kept brainwashing theology. I mean, religion is only cocaine that numb people's heart. There's no such a thing as you know, absolute right or absolute standard for salvation. There is no God. God is only for a weaker person. Right? Now you think about this, like, we go to school, we receive this sort of concept from atheist person. And Jewish people receive education from when they are young. Tell them that Mosaic law is absolute, yeah? And they never, you know, when they grow up, they never doubt about what's wrong with, I mean, it's impossible that you can abide law you can obtain righteousness because of law. So we start. I start to think one question. Huh? Now, what did excursion really bring you? When you were little kids, when my kids were little, I gave them a book. Part one, the way some more, right? There's a book. 80,000 why? 十万个, oh, sorry. 10,000 more. 十万个, 为什么? 10,000. 10,000 question of why? 100,000 why? Now, you start to read all this why, right? So later on, you will be justified by experiment. Not justified by faith, yeah? You read so much, why is this, right? You keep doing experiment, you will be justified by it. Only by experiment you will say, yes, this is true. Without experiment, you will not agree that this is true anymore. Now, this is the consequence of education. So later, we also notice that if you go to a third country, those who with little education, their faith is more simple. It is indeed a lot easier to preach to them. Now, now we have to meditate one question. Then education is good or education is bad? Say that again? Education gives knowledge, but not wisdom. It's good. Huh? Yeah, what else? Of course, indeed, later on we notice that it is indeed we shall be thankful to God because it is God who called us. Yeah? Now we call God. Many people with great wisdom, they may not find God with their own wisdom. They keep researching and studying, but they may not find God through their research and study. And today we are chosen by God. We shall give thanks for that. Another thing, since we are chosen already, once upon a time, we have a brother who studied theology in Harvard University. Now he went back to Taiwan. He is a professor in a very in a theological department, or philosophy department in Taiwan too, a very good university. Once upon a time, he also discussed about this kind of, thinking about this kind of truth, right? He says that simple faith, of course, is good, but you need to have a profound knowledge. After you have profound knowledge, right, your knowledge, if you guide it by God, your knowledge will be leading, so you will come from simple faith to profound faith. Oh, profound faith. That is his comment. Oh, of course, I was little, and I was young when I listened to these words, but I never start to realize that even though if you are not humble, do not want to submit to the inspiration of God, indeed, knowledge will pop you up. But if you really submit to the wisdom of God, inspiration of God, the more you study, you will be more like Paul and more like Moses. Yeah, they all received good education. Who changed the history of Old Testament? Moses is one of the key members. Yeah, changed the histories of Old Testament. Who changed maybe we can say history of New Testament? Of course, Jesus Christ. But who later on really bring all the profound concept to us nowadays? Most of the books you read in the New Testament are post-written. Yeah? So indeed, knowledge and education can help us. It's only a tool. I think later on is, what is the mentality? Do we still have faith toward Jesus Christ or want to establish our own righteousness because you know so much? Or you want to submit yourself to the righteousness of God to using faith? So verse 32 says that you seek by faith, not only by deeds. Huh? Otherwise, you might fall, just like Jewish people, on the spiritual right of Jesus Christ. Huh? Then Paul continued to say, second mystery, no? The end of law actually is Jesus Christ. Please read chapter 10, verse 4.
Chapter 10, verse 4, for the Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
The conclusion or the end of the law is righteousness. So we talk about it. The law is like instructor, lead people to Jesus Christ, right? Right? The end doesn't mean law is not needed anymore. Law is like garbage. Huh? So it's terminated. But it simply says it's a shadow. The shadow is there. It will bring to the essence. He will bring to the essence of the shadow. Huh? Let's read Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. Colossians chapter 2, 17. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17.
Colossians 2, 17. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
So in verse 15 and 16, I guess you studied already, this all refers to the rules and regulations of the Mosaic law, yeah? And it says that this is all shadows, bring you to substances. So again, they were prefiguration. Old Testament, cow and sheep was fulfilled by true body, Jesus Christ. Huh? And that is only prefiguration, cow and sheep. Even the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? In Old Testament, you can only see the shadow, yeah? The name of God. Are you able to tell who is the name of God in Old Testament? Huh? Are you able to tell the name of God in Old Testament? Can you? I am. But I am. If people ask you, Brother Moku, what's your name? You say I am. Right? It's only a shadow. Yeah. It's only a power. It's only an attribute. It's not really need you to the true name. The true name is of course Jesus Christ. Huh? So the Old Testament. So that's why the Bible says the name of God is pulled down like a perfume from a bottle, little by little, like a shadow under the sun. You saw the shadow first, and then eventually you saw the body itself. Huh? So Christ is the end of the law. Let's read Acts chapter 13, verse 39. Acts 13, 39.
Acts
13, 39. This is a preaching from Paul to the Jewish people, huh? To the Jewish people. 13, 39.
And by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses.
Everything that you cannot be justified by the law of Moses, Jewish people, you have done very good by abiding the law, yeah? But everything you cannot done it perfect, everything that you cannot be fulfilled by the law is finished on this person. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Therefore, the key is nowadays is to believe in Jesus instead of abide the law. How do we believe in Jesus? Now, Paul continued to expand. Please turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Romans 10, verse 8.
Romans 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The words near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. 9. What if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Okay, so the Bible here says that the truth that we preach is that, you know, this verse 8, the word is not far away from your mouth, yeah? It is in your heart. This is, why did he say it this way? This is quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. Please turn to Deuteronomy 30, 14.
Deuteronomy 30:14. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart.
Why Moses says that? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Why did he say that? Deuteronomy is reiterate the law, Mosaic law, yeah? And then later Moses says that, you know what? The word of God is in your mouth and your heart. Why did Moses say that? Because later Moses teach them all the law. Moses teach them to sin. Yeah, they use they make them to sin the law. Whenever you cannot memorize something, if you If you're able to sing it, is it easier for you to memorize it? It is, yeah? Let's prove that, you know, they indeed make it to a song. Please read 32, Deuteronomy 32, verse 44. Verse 44.
So Moses camped with Joshua, the son of Nun, and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people.
So Moses and Joshua make all the words into the song, right? So when they are singing, you know, maybe they are singing Ten Commandments too. Nobody write a song to sing Ten Commandments, yeah? Maybe you can write one, right? Hey, Helen. A lot of them, they sing. Maybe they don't have piano. They don't have anything. Huh? They sing it in a. You hear the Catholic people, the church in Catholic people. They sing. They don't use any piano or use any instrument. Huh? That kind of singing. Chanting. They call it chanting. Chant, huh? French chant. Oh. Yeah. This is how they do it, I think, huh? So when Paul suddenly mentioned that, you know, now I introduce you this Jasper by faith, right? Now you can't believe in Jesus, right? And he quote that Old Testament. You know what? The word is in your heart and in your mouth, right? Then continue, it says, people keep using this one. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. They keep saying that, you know, all you need to do is confess with your mouth about the Lord Jesus Christ and to believe in your heart concerning his resurrection, use your salvation. Actually, when Paul mentioned about Deuteronomy, right, they were singing in their heart, right? Because singing, yeah? So when you sing, it's in your mouth and in your heart, right? No matter who teach you to sing, they will ask you to sing with your heart, right? Right? So the words is in the mouth and in your heart. So later on, but he just quoted Deuteronomy, the verse in Deuteronomy. Later he says that, now you need to use your mouth to confess Jesus Christ as, what? Confess Jesus Christ as your Lord. And in your heart, you believe that Jesus Christ was resurrected, no?
Confess Jesus. Your heart, right? In your mouth?
Yeah.
Confess with your mouth. Call it, turn it, sing it, sing it. And right. Believe? In your heart. Right? Who is this? This is what? 信仰的对象, 对不对? How do you say 信仰的对象 in English? 信仰的对象. Hey, anybody interpret for me? 信仰的对象. David. Subject.
Object.
Of faith. Object of faith. 信仰的对象, right? What is this? Believe that Jesus was resurrected, yeah? Oh, read it again.
Chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth,
believe Jesus.
God raised him from the dead.
Believe what?
That God raised him from the dead.
What is this? This is 信仰的, 这是福音的内容，对不对? The content of gospel, right? This is the content of gospel, right? Content of your faith. supposed to, in your heart, in your mind, Jesus Christ is the object of your faith. And the kind of your faith is that Jesus Christ was resurrected already, yeah? But this verse did not tell you, talk to you about sin and the fang fa. Right? Did you know about how do you believe in Jesus? Oh, no. Huh? This, you know why we need to write it down this way? Because many people take this one and say that you just need to sing or, you know, just raise your hand and you can receive salvation. Yeah. But again, I want to share with you, actually this verse did not talk about the method of believing. It don't talk about the object of believing, the content of believing, but did not talk about the method of believing. The method of believing, of course, there are many other verses talk about. You got to be, what? Repent and be baptized, yeah? Repent and be baptized, then you shall have salvation. A lot of people just simply use this way, say, just raise your hand, good enough. Huh? Because you only use your mouth, right? You can have salvation, yeah? But this is not our understanding, huh? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Anybody understand what I'm trying to say? Because this is important, no? A lot of non-TJC denomination, yeah? They believe that, believe in Jesus Christ, need to repent. Well, even when you raise your hand, you need to repent, yeah? Let me ask you, did this verse talk about you need to repent? Does this verse talk about you need to repent? Yes or no? No, didn't say. Repent is also the method of belief, yeah? Right? So if you say that, you know, all you need to do is confess Jesus with your mouth, believe in your heart, right? Then you will have salvation. Then we ask them, and how about repent? Don't you need to repent? You say, of course we need to repent. They will say that, yeah? Of course we need to repent, but it's not recorded over here. You understand my point? Yeah? And my point is that Paul called it this way because he just mentioned a psalm recorded in Deuteronomy. That's why continuously he says that, you know, Jesus Christ and his resurrection had to be in your mouth and had to be in your heart also. Then you can have salvation. Huh? This is what he said. He talked about the object and the content of gospel. Let me give you another example. Please turn to John chapter 3, verse 36.
John 3:36. Who believes in the Son? As everlasting life.
Okay, that's good enough. Who believe in the Son have everlasting life, yeah? Here, this verse also a general statement. You talk about the object of your belief, yeah? Believe the Son. Then you will have everlasting life. Did he tell you the method of believing? No, because in other places you say the method of believing is in chapter 3, verse 5, please read. John 3:5.
And Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
This is the method, yeah? You gotta be born of water and Holy Spirit, yeah? So again, this is an example of why we explain it this way, huh? So you understand that. Yes, indeed, we need to believe in Jesus Christ. Confess with your lips, in your heart, is only the starting point. Huh? It's not totally described the method of belief. Huh? Any question? Now, since the end of Christ is the end of the law is Christ, therefore the Bible continues says that we need to preach gospel. Huh? Please step back to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10.
verse 14, about verse 14 to 6, 15. Romans 10, 14 to 15.
Romans 10, 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
So nowadays, now you learn the end of the law is Christ. Without Christ, nobody can have salvation. So, brothers and sisters, we shall determine to preach. If nobody preach, nobody is able to hear. If nobody is able to hear, they cannot know. Without knowing, how can they believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, right? So, Paul later was saying that we got to be evangelist. We got to preach to other people. How many of you have ever bring friends to the church? Please raise your hand. You bring your friend to the church. Thank God. Please continue doing it. A lot of time when you see other churches, we feel very shame. We have someone sitting among you, teach us that Jehovah's Witnesses. I went to them preaching very, very hard. If you go to, once upon a time I went to Phoenix, in a hot summertime, you see, they also try on tricycles, try to evangelize for their gospels. And sometimes people not at your door, they do that. I went to UCLA's campus, I noticed that, even those campus, this is for like a graduate school or PhD students, yeah? Their family member live over there, their spouse live over there, and maybe at daytime they have nothing to do. Other church members just go there, to preach to them. So people use all kinds of ways to evangelize. We should do the same thing. We have the perfect gospel. We should try even harder. The third point is that the wisdom of God is that even though Jewish stumble, but they did not fall. Please read Romans chapter 11, verse 11. The stumble is not for them to fall. This is what I should say, huh? The stumble is not for them to fall.
Romans 11, it says then, as they stumble, that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles.
There are two reasons for them to stumble, huh? Number one, when they stumble, then God used this opportunity so salvation can preach to Gentiles. Huh? Let's read Acts. Acts chapter 13, verse 46.
Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first. But since you rejected the judge, you judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life.
Behold, we turn to Gentiles. Why? Because you rejected Jesus. When Jesus was on the earth, Jesus says that you should not go to the road of Samaritan. You should not go to Gentile. You go to the house of the Lordship first. Yeah? That's how Jesus instructed disciples to preach. So later on, when Peter got revealed that he shall preach to Cornelius, he was scared. Nobody had ever done this in his life. That's why God used a vision to show him that, 30 fools came down from heaven and tell him that whatever the Lord claimed, you should not treat as clean, unclean. Because Jewish people treat Gentiles like pigs, like dogs. They are not clean in their eyes at all. But even though Jesus says that you should not go to a Samaritan road or Gentile road, right? That is when Jesus was preaching in the 3 years, right? After Jesus was raised from death, before he ascended to heaven, Jesus said, you shall not depart from Jerusalem. You'll be in power. When you are in power, you shall preach to Samaria. You shall preach to the whole Jerusalem and preach to the end of the world. Yeah? So Jesus, at the 3 years, actually don't have power. Even though they go to Gentile land, they are not going to do the jobs. They got to quit themselves. They got to follow Jesus first. Yeah. But later on, they realize these truths. They got to preach Gentile. But how? Because, you know, it's such a thousands of years they have this concept already. Salvation is only for Jewish people, only for Abraham's descendants. But because Jewish people later on stumble, they reject Jesus Christ, and they start to recall, yes, indeed, the law till us down. You know, first of all, we shall preach to you, but we shall go to Gentile also. So that for them to reject Jesus Christ, actually, for them to stumble, is for us to receive salvation. And second reason is that is for Jewish people to become more aggressive in searching our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah? Please turn back to Romans chapter 10.
By any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh, and save some of them.
So hope that because the gospel preached to Gentile people, Jewish people can be provoked to jealousy in my Chinese translation, yeah? Provoke that they can try harder in pursuing, not only jealousy, huh? Does any translation say that? Provoke to jealousy? Any other translation? Huh? What did he say? To what?
Envy.
To envy, yeah? To envy. So they will envy, yeah, how come you have salvation and we don't have, so we will strive harder. Oh. So the Bible continued to say, let's continue to read, verse 15. The Bible, there's another verse saying that, you know, if Jewish people later on is able to be what? To be converted, actually they can do a lot of jobs to help us to understand the salvation of God. If they strike hard in their self, in pursuing, actually it's a great benefit to all of us. So the third purpose is that they fall so that the Gentile people would not be proud of themselves, because they know that God's harsh to Jewish people may be harsh to Gentile people if they learn from Jewish people with their hardened heart. Please read verse 22. Verse 22.
Verse 22, therefore consider the goodness and severity of God.
You know what? Maybe we should read from verse
17, and if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them become a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, 18, do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. 19, you will say then, branches were broken off, that I may be grafted in. 20, will say, because the unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith, do not be haughty, but fear.
Do not be haughty, but fear. Yeah? You can understand that it is the root which supports you, not you support root. Yeah? They were branches, yeah, but because they are fed, they got cut off. And they are good tree, because as Abraham was good root, yeah? They were good tree. But now we are, wild olive, we are bad branches attached to the good tree. Usually consider attaching. If you are interested in plantation, usually it is what? Good branches attached to bad tree, right? 结枝啊,结枝. Usually it's good branches attached to bad tree, yeah? But in this case, is Abraham is a good tree, we are bad branches. We are wild olive. Now God loves us, so we are attached to a good tree. But we have to be careful. Even the good tree, the bad branches will cut it. Now we are bad branches attached to good tree. If we do not change our lifestyle transform, don't you think that the Lord will not cut us down? So it says that For them to stumble is for us to learn. We have to be fearful in this salvation. Yeah? We should not be feel confident. We should not be holy. Yeah, la, 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 la. Right? We have salvation. We don't have it. Yeah? So, you know, I can leverage you. Yeah? No, not that kind of attitude. Yeah? We should be even more careful. And this is the wisdom of God, written in history. Let's pray in silence.